Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 43, Happiness. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. This week's episodes are brought to us by President Aaron Dents over at the Dents Group. We took to the streets and asked 1,000 people a simple question. Would you recommend the Dents Group? A not insignificant number of people said yes, some of them enthusiastically. Then we asked a follow-up question. What exactly does the Dents Group do? 7 people gave an acceptable answer. 7! The most common correct response? Some business? That's right. The Dents Group is some business. And in today's economy, that's not nothing. So, if you need help with your, importing or exporting or putting the doodads up on top of the sparkly things, President Aaron Dents is your guy. Call the Dents Group. Tell him you want to speak to the president and let him know he has some business. This is a satirical ad. No one is paying me nothing for this. Although, if they were, I would confidently say they are some business. Earl opens this episode by returning to one of his favorite themes. Happiness as movement, not comfort. He begins with the naturalist and writer John Burroughs, who set out early in his life to educate himself and make his own way. Burroughs built a career in banking, but never stopped writing about his true passion, nature. Burroughs summarized his view of happiness simply. The secret to happiness is something to do. Not just busyness, but what he called congenial work. Work that fits who you are and allows you to keep moving forward rather than standing still. Earl then turns to another favorite author of his, Bertrand Russell, and his book, The Conquest of Happiness. Earl says, makes two powerful claims. First is that much of unhappiness comes from the mistaken belief, false ideas about how the world works, what people owe us, and what success or morality should look like. When those beliefs are wrong, they don't just mislead us, they slowly undermine us. The second claim is even more striking. Happiness grows as our own focus on ourself shrinks. When we become overly self-centered, constantly monitoring our status, our comfort, or our grievances, misery tends to follow. Contentment, Russell suggests, comes from turning outward toward people, work, ideas, and service beyond the boundaries of the self. From there, Earl shifts to the idea of earned versus inherited success. He argues that people who earn what they have often experience deeper satisfaction than those who inherit it. Not just because of pride, but because of the process itself. In earning something, you're forced to learn. You're forced to adapt. You're forced to engage with the rules of the game. life becomes the teacher. And through that process, through the struggle, effort, and trial, you don't just accumulate results, you accumulate wisdom. That leads Earl to a bigger claim. Happiness can be learned. There are rules to the game of living, just as there are in any craft or profession. If we study them, practice them, and apply them, we can gradually get better at being happy. Earl reinforces this idea with a quote from the Roman philosopher Marcus Aurelius, who describes a kind of disciplined, present-focused life. To work seriously and calmly at what's right in front of you, to speak truthfully, to keep your inner character clean, to expect nothing extra, but to be satisfied with living well today. The emphasis isn't on grand achievement, it's on daily integrity. Small actions, done with purpose, become the foundation of a happy life. Earl shares the results of a poll that asked people to define success. The most popular answer wasn't money, fame, or status. It was this: a successful person is someone who lived well, laughed often, and loved much. Earl pairs that with his own familiar definition. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. Both definitions point to the same direction, toward a life that is not just productive, but meaningful. Earl ends the episode with what he believes is the real secret to happiness: work that moves you toward a worthy goal. Not mindless effort, not endless hustle, but purposeful work. Work that connects you with who you are and something that matters. He closes with a beautiful quote from the playwright Thomas Dekker, describing a life well spent: to wake up each morning with gratitude for the day's opportunities, to approach work with a clear mind, to treat people with kindness and laughter, and to end the day tired, not from worry, but from work well done. What this episode leaves me with is a quieter, steadier view of happiness, not as something we find, not as something we win, but as something we practice. Through meaningful work, honest thinking, and outward focus on people and purpose, happiness becomes less of a destination and more of a way of traveling through each day. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.